Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Turn up your volume. This is Unfuck Nation. John Bishop.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Unfuck Nation. I am your host, Gary John Bishop, just like the man said. Welcome to this week's episode, of course, and thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a member of the nation, for listening to this little podcast, and for being someone who's out to make a difference with yourself in this world, of course. But I think you'll find that making a difference with yourself in this world will lead you at one point or another to the burning desire to making a difference in the lives of others. Because that's how it works. You know, when your life gets better, the first thing you start thinking about is the people around you. You start thinking about, you know, siblings and mom and dad and extended family and close friends. And you start to think of the people around you and how they could use what you're getting or what you've discovered for yourself, right? And all too often in our society, we think of this thing like personal development. A lot of times people come across personal development in their search for more money, right, or more things. So when particularly in things like career, but you see in a lot of different avenues, people stumble into personal development in their pursuit of financial growth because at some point they realize the obstacle in their financial growth is their personal limitations, right? So today's subject I wanted to get into because there's an undercurrent to everything that I do, right? And this aspect that I'm going to talk about today is definitely an undercurrent. And what I'm going to talk to you about is living a remarkable life. What does it take to live a remarkable life? When you and I think of people living remarkable lives, we've got some fucking TikTok-based ideal, right? Like people living, I don't know, in the wilds of fucking the Amazon or something, or people traveling all over the world, or people in some beautiful little secluded spot in Sicily, or, you know, we've got an idea of what a remarkable life actually is. And that idea of a remarkable life is, again, notably tied to circumstances. We think a remarkable life is a circumstantial life. That is, I have to be living a certain kind of life before I can be a certain kind of person. I have to be living in a certain condition before I can be, you know, understanding or forgiving or generous or adventurous or whatever it might be. And of course, that's not true. Over the years, I've coached many people who you might look at them and look at their circumstances and think, well, shit, if I had that, I'd be the happiest person on earth. Yet they're not, right? And you only have to look at the tragedy of the Matthew Perry's passing. I saw an interview with him many years ago where he had just basically said, you know, the thing that he thought fame and fortune would fix, it didn't fix it. The problem that he discovered was he was still the person pursuing. he was still the person trying to get somewhere. He was still the person who was convinced that later, whatever later is in, was in his mind, and what it is in your mind, you think later things will be better. Things will turn out, right? And so how might it turn out? Might turn out by you living this quote-unquote remarkable life. Here's what I want you to understand. That is not a remarkable life. That's an unremarkable life. That's just one end of a spectrum that's available in a predictable life. Pursuing the future, hoping that it'll turn in your favor, convinced even that it's going to turn in your favor, absolutely certain that you're going to be different, better, more calm, peaceful, you know, whatever it might be, your pursuit of this life will be the answer to your current unhappiness. And again, unhappiness is a broad statement, right? Varying degrees of unhappiness, right? Because human beings live in a condition. You ought to really get this, and I'm inviting you to really listen right now. Human beings live in a condition of this ain't it. Right? I'm laughing at the complete fucking absurdity of our existence. But anyway, this is what I want you to understand. You live a life of this ain't it. And even when it does become it, this ain't it kicks in. So, you know, I've made this statement many times over the years. I've said to people, you know, it is the want of a human being to make the extraordinary ordinary. Right? So you'll do extraordinary things and you'll make it like, meh. Meh. So that's what we do. And we do that automatically. And again, you know, if you think about this in terms of evolution, it makes fucking sense, right? This ain't it. Like the horse-drawn carriage, this ain't it. The steam engine, this ain't it. You know, it doesn't matter where we get to. It's never it, right? It's always something else. And that's what keeps you rolling, the something else. And that, as I'm trying to tell you, is an unremarkable life. There's nothing remarkable about that. Everybody's fucking doing it to one degree or another in obvious and not obvious ways. I mean, we all know the predictable, obvious ways, right? But people are living a life of this ain't it in really subtle ways. They look around their fucking house. They want to redecorate. They want it to be better, cleaner, tidier, sharper, whatever it might be. They look at their car. They look at their body, right? They look at their friendships. They fucking look at the TV. This ain't it. So it doesn't matter what it is. It gets applied to everything because it's the undercurrent of all of our lives. This ain't it. And this ain't it is unremarkable. And so is gossiping. It's unremarkable. It's stereotypical. Complaining about your parents, it's unremarkable. Complaining about your childhood, your past, it's unremarkable. Complaining about your grievances, things that don't work in your life, your job, your boss, your business, your, you know, your struggles, unremarkable. And that's what we peddle in. That's what we talk about, right? And by the way, those subjects, we don't just talk to fucking strangers about that shit. We're going to talk to our close people about that shit. And that is the fucking puddle of mud that you are swimming in. You're swimming in that dialogue with yourself and others. Again, unremarkable. So the last show that I did, I touched on some of the approaches that I take when I'm coaching people, right? And, you know, I've been coaching this famous soccer player, okay, in the last 7 months, Okay. He's very, very famous in Europe. And the first thing that I did was start to deal with the unremarkable aspects of his life. I started to dive into what's unremarkable about that. And so he didn't have a whole bunch of stuff, but he, like everybody, has these little grievances and upsets and things in their life. But we live like we just tolerate that stuff. We tolerate these upsets. We tolerate the way that people have maybe interacted with us in the past, and we tolerate the resentment. We tolerate that kind of negative, toxic experience that we have with ourselves about that person or that situation. Again, unremarkable. An unremarkable life. So what does it take to live a truly remarkable one? And again, I think we've got this idea that to be a remarkable human being would require us to take the kind of obvious remarkable actions, right? I climbed a fucking mountain, you know, I swam the equivalent of a marathon, you know, whatever that stuff is. It's not. It's to be forgiving when everything around you is screaming, don't forgive. That's remarkable. It's to move on when everything in your body is screaming, punish. It's to admit that something in your life isn't working and requires your attention. You stop pretending. That's remarkable. That makes for a remarkable person. It's remarkable to be loving in the face of another's hate. That's remarkable. It's remarkable to forge a life for yourself that others might say they disapprove of. It's remarkable to be yourself in an environment that's pulling for you to be somebody else. And it's remarkable to step outside of the you that you've become and take actions that are consistent with the you that you know you are. That you. And if you don't know the you that you are, and this is a question I get frequently, by the way, what if I don't know who I am? What if I've become so fucking trapped in who I've become? I have no sense of who I am. Then invent who you are. Create who you are and live accordingly. That is fucking remarkable. And deal with everything that you would have to deal with when you invent yourself, when you create who you are and have to live accordingly. Deal with your friendships. Deal with the stories and dramas and myths that you've been fomenting for the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years of your fucking life. Deal with the carnage that arises when you commit to some new creation of self. And it's carnage. And deal with it gently. And patiently, and in complete understanding of everyone around you. You don't fucking blame them for getting upset at your change. You know, I said this and unfuck yourself. I said, look, when you make big change in your life, when you upset the paradigm People are going to be upset with you. Why would you get angry at that? Why would you get resentful about that? Oh, they're just trying to hold me back. And then she's thinking, well, yeah. What the fuck? Of course they are. Of course they are. You're fucking with their world too. You're the fucking rebel. Oh, why are you so upset? You want to make big changes in my life. Duh. So you be compassionate and fucking understanding. Like, I know this might be a big upset for you, and I can get why you might not want me to make these big changes in my life. And I get, you know, you be understanding. Why? Because you're the one who's forwarding this shift in people's worlds. And yeah, I know it seems like, well, it's time for my shift. Oh, fucking K. All right. And it has an impact, right? Go back and listen to the impact show that I did a while back. Everything you're doing has a fucking impact. Then be responsible for that impact and how it's going to impact other people and their lives, and be fucking great about it. Why would I be great about it? Because that would be fucking remarkable. Because that's not how people are, by and large. You're just trying to control me. You know, come on. Fuck's sake. Own your power. Because you have a say in who you be. So whether you like it or not, to be remarkable, to live a remarkable life, will require you to take the road less traveled. And that sometimes means the less traveled emotional road. The less traveled outlook road. The less traveled philosophical road. It's not a popular road, by the way, because there's not a lot of company on it. There's not a lot of people on that fucking road with you when you choose forgiveness. When you choose letting go. When you choose acceptance. When I choose all of those things, this is what people don't fucking realize. And you know, at times, you know, I definitely have my moments where I'm like rolling my fucking eyes at humanity at times, right? And I don't mean the whole world, right? I'm not that kind of person. But I mean, like, there are certain situations that I come across and I'm just rolling my eyes because people think stuff like acceptance and forgiveness and letting go will leave something undone, will leave something unspoken, unsaid. And that's not what it's about. Forgiveness is the biggest pivot there is. There's no greater pivot than that. You can't, when you truly forgive, you are free to pivot in any fucking direction you want. You're free to take whatever might else be available in this life for yourself. And again, you know, forgiveness isn't a popular thing. And I got into it and Grow Up, right? So if you haven't read that book yet, you need to get yourself a copy and fucking go read Grow Up, because there's a whole bit in there about forgiveness and what ties us to it. What ties us to not forgiving, and why even the notion of forgiveness sticks in our fucking throat. But ultimately, if you want to be free of something, whatever fucking spaces you have to go through, and I've given people lots of avenues to deal with it, and actually letting go of something, eventually, forgiveness is either going to be really hard or really easy for you. And it'll be one of those depending on the amount of work you've done to that point. So if it's really, 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 really fucking hard for you, you've not done the work. You haven't gotten yourself there. And a lot of the times that needs to be the work, right? The work needs to be get myself to where I can forgive. I might not be ready to say that I'm going to do that right now. But if I get myself to the spot of, and my wife, when I look at this situation, I'm free to forgive or not. And that's the ultimate question. People say, well, why should I? And I say, because this is what you really need to be asking yourself. Am I free to forgive right now? Do I experience the freedom to forgive another or myself? Do I experience the freedom to do that right now? And if you don't, then what's the work you need to start engaging in to get yourself there? It's so fucking simple, actually, that the pathway, but it's a remarkable one. It's a kind of most, it's not kind of, it is the most fulfilling kind of work that you can do. So to live a remarkable life is to take often the most humble, the most forgiving, the most compassionate, the most courageous, the most unfucking glamorous, the route that won't get you a lot of platitudes. It might get you some kind of morality-based admiration time from time to time. But here's what you'll end up with. Peace of mind. Fulfillment. Freedom. A sense of personal power. A life that actually works. And that, my unfuck nation friends, in this day and age, is pretty remarkable. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're coming back with our question from the nation. If you're not part of the Unfuck Nation Shakers and Movers on Instagram, you'll need to be because, you know, I sent out a little message to those guys the other day, and they sent me a slew of ideas for the new shows that are coming up and things that they want to hear and they want to talk about. So I'll send out another invite to that pretty soon. Make sure you accept yours so you can get in on that. Because, you know, they're a great group of people and they're out to make whatever difference they're out to make in this world. So make sure you're listening in. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. Now you're on.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to the second part of the show. As I just said a little earlier, I sent out a message to the Unfuck Nation Shakers and Movers on Instagram, and I asked them for some suggestions for future shows, right? Because I want to make sure it's all very well me, you know, creating this stuff for you, but ultimately it's designed to make a difference for you. So it would be important for me to know what you think would make the difference for you, right? But in it, a few people actually sent me questions. Right, like that are very specific to their situation. And I'm not going to say this person's name, but it's from someone in Colorado. And they said, and they kind of touched on something I think that many of you deal with. And in the development of self and the transformation of self, you deal with situations very similar to what this person's dealing with. So I want to bring it here. And this person said, how can I be a stand for somebody else? How can I make a difference with another human being when they're engaging in things and behaving in life in ways that I'm not aligned with? I don't align with them. And so that's where this really fucking, you know, popular idea came out. And you hear a lot out there now in general society. People talk about their boundaries. Now, I'm not a fan of that term because language is important. So I'm not a fan of anything that fences me in. Right? I have the freedom to change my mind. Right? And, you know, you use the term boundary alone fences you in. And people are often will take my work and they'll just try and fit it into that word. So they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's a boundary. Well, no, it's fucking not. And so if it was a boundary, I would fucking say it is. It's not a boundary. And I'm not saying it is because it's not. Right? It's not a boundary. And that's a big thing with a lot of the work that I do. People are often attaching familiar words to it or familiar terms to it so that they can somehow understand it. But what they don't realize is they're bastardizing what I'm saying to fit their already existing view of things so that they don't have to deal with the discomfort of maybe perhaps what I'm suggesting. So no, I'm not a fan of the word boundary, right? I'm not a fan of it. Right, I'm not a fan of anything, like I said earlier, that fancies me in. Now, a lot of people say, well, you need to let people know what you're da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, maybe you do. What the fuck's that got to do with fancying me in? So, no, I'm not a fan of it. So then how do I engage in life with people who are living their lives in ways that I'm not aligned with? Isn't that a boundary, Gary? No, it's not a fucking boundary. It's not. I'm going to coexist with these people. I'm going to coexist with the people in my life who live the life in ways that I maybe don't approve of. So sometimes, and I know this is the case for a lot of you, you have people in your life who are, who they live a life in some sort of addiction, alcohol, drugs, whatever, right? I know many of you share life and have people in your life who engage in these practices. And you know, I made a video a while back about being a stand for these people. What is it to be a stand for someone? To be a stand for someone is to let someone know in clear and in no uncertain terms that you love them, that you understand that they live a great life of their own choosing, and that whatever they're doing right now, it's not something you're aligned with, but at the same time, whenever they're choosing to live a different life, you're here, you're available, you're there, you love them, you don't judge them, and you're not excluding them from your life. I'm including you in my life. I might not be going to spend a whole fucking ton of time with you when you're doing what you're doing. This reminds me very specifically from instances in my own life where I'd had conversations with people who were in situations like that. And it was very clear to me, I love you, I appreciate you, I'm not judging you. You got to do what you've got to do, you got to live the life you feel as if you have to live right now. But I'm a stand that you'll have a great life, and I'm a stand that you're a great person, and I'm a stand that you can make these changes, and I'm here to support you to make whatever changes you might want to make. But when you're engaging in these behaviors, that's not something I'm going to be around for. I'm not going to be there while you're doing that. That's not going to work for me, right? It's not aligned with my life. I'm making no judgment of you. I'm not saying you're a bad person or a sick person or a broken person. None of that stuff. But I am a stand for you. And so I don't have to spend time in that vicinity. You know, I had a person in my life who I would say to them, you know, look, if you're going to be that way, then come and see me when you're not that way. And we'll hang out then. And we'll talk then. And we'll be together then. But when you are going to be that way, then it doesn't work for you and I to be around each other. It just doesn't work. I'm not taking myself away from you. I love you. But when you're that way, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work for my life, which ultimately I'm here to make sure I take care of. I'm here to make sure that my life works. And when you're being that way, it really, like my life doesn't work as well. But that doesn't mean to say you're out. Doesn't mean to say you're gone. There's no door closed on you, right? So I want people to really understand this notion of what it is to be a stand for another doesn't mean to say you approve of their behavior. It doesn't mean to say, and when I say approve, I mean like you're aligning with it. Because some people are involved in behaviors in life that are destructive, not only to the quality of their life, but possibly even to the length of it, how long they will live. You don't have to stand back. You can be in constant communication with that person. You can let that person know, you know, exactly how you feel about them. And you can regularly, by the way, and I used to do this frequently with people in my life, regularly revisit the conversations for making changes. Because that's what it is to be a stand. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going away. When I'm a stand for you, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not fucking disappearing off the face of the planet. I'm a stand for you living a great life. So we're going to have this conversation again at some fucking point. I know you're not ready. And I'm not, and I'm never going to get exhausted by it. Because that's what being a stand is. It's like fucking leaving a light on, right? It's that you can see the light from down the street. So you can see the light from across the fucking yard. You can see the light. And that's what it is to be a stand for someone. That they recognize and see the light that you are. And that change may happen short term. It may happen long term. It may never happen, but that light is never fucking diminished. The light is always there. So again, it's not about having a boundary. Right? It's about saying to yourself, this is what works in my life. This is what doesn't work in my life, and that's just what's so. And I would like you to participate in my life either way, but obviously there are some situations here where it just doesn't work. It's not viable. And that's okay. And I'm not judging you for it. You know, I'm often struck by, you know, my father passed away many years ago. The grip, the desperation to have him change was so compelling for me. And we both got a lot of peace when I let go of that grip, when I just became a stand. A stand for him. But I'm not going to force the man to change. Who the fuck am I? Right? And I love him. And I, you know, many years after he's passed away, I still love him very, very deeply. And that's the thing with being a stand for somebody, being that light. It's the light that never goes out. And if ever you feel as if it is going out, then get it together and be that light again. And be that fucking stand. It's not about boundaries. It's about what works and what doesn't work. It's that simple. Why is it that simple? Because language is important. All right, you guys, that's it for this week's show. If you have a question for me, 646-450-3203. You can message me on that. Make sure you get on it. If you're not on Instagram yet, get over to Instagram, Unfuck Nation Shakers and Movers. And if you haven't bought the new book yet, Grow Up, make sure you get your copy and get your reviews in. The reviews are so critical for these books, right? For them to go out there and make the difference that they've got to make. I'm sure you know fucking somebody in your life who could be doing with the wisdom that's in Unfuck Nation, or in the new book, Grow Up. And if you're not going to fucking gift them out or give them out, that's fine. But jump over there. For instance, write, review, subscribe to the show, or leave your review of the books. It makes a difference for people. And ultimately, we're all out to make a difference. All right, you guys, that's it for this week. Have a great one. I'll see you on the flip side.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.